From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, May 31st. The demand for cruising has surged after long periods of the shutdown. Many travelers are now choosing cruises as their next adventure, and the demand for river cruises is high in particular. Despite concerns about a recession and inflation, the demand for travel remains strong, and consumer confidence in traveling is increasing due to a new desire to check out places and reconnect with the world. A recent survey from AAA members showed that 52% of U.S. adults are just as likely or more likely to consider taking a cruise as they were before the pandemic. That's up from 45% last year. And Costa Cruises can now say every one of their ships is now back in service following the Costa Serena return in Asia. Initially welcoming guests earlier than planned, the cruise ship will now feature a program of chartered operations for local travel agencies in Southeast Asia and the Far East. The ship has been out of service since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out and spent time in the Middle East during the shutdown. While the other vessels, the Costa Venezia and Costa Atlantica, did not come back to Costa, the Costa Serena continued to prepare for guests, undergoing maintenance work and technical improvements during the time it was out of service. And a garbage company that collects trash for cruise ships has been fined for operating illegally and bringing garbage, including recyclable trash, from the ships to the island of Cozumel, Mexico, using illegal collection centers. Ecomar was fined for their irregular handling of waste from cruise ships and their failure to produce necessary permits for waste removal services in Cozumel. The director of ecology warned that the company is now prohibited from using Cozumel facilities for cruise ship garbage removal. Cruise ships pay to offload trash for collection in ports of call like Nassau and Cozumel. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 11.38. Royal Caribbean up 1.6%, 80.26. And Norwegian up 2.3%, 14.82. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Malaga, Spain, aboard Carnival Venezia, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.